The all-new FreshBooks is not only ridiculously easy to use, it is also packed full of powerful features. It all starts with invoicing, but actually FreshBooks has so many features to help keep you organized and streamline the business side of being a freelancer or a small business owner. The FreshBooks dashboard has been curated to answer the one burning question for any small business owner: how is my business doing? No more guessing games on what's owed, what's overdue, or whether or not you're in the red. If you have any questions whatsoever, the FreshBooks award-winning customer service team is amazingly helpful, super friendly, with zero attitude. Plus, a real-life person usually answers in 3 rings or less. Create and send professional-looking invoices in less than 30 seconds, guys. Set up online payments with just a couple of clicks and get paid up to 4 days faster. See when your client has seen your invoice and put an end to the guessing games. FreshBooks is offering a free 30-day unrestricted trial to my listeners. To claim it, just go to freshbooks.com/mytaughtyou and enter mytaughtyou in the how did you hear about us section. Hey guys, this is My Leak. This is the My Taught You podcast. Today is Monday, October 9th, and I am here today for a podcast that I started planning for last week, I want to say. The title of this podcast is How to Finish the Year Strong. So it is October, and I was like, okay, now is the time to really get in high gear, believe it or not. Even though the holidays are amongst us and this is the time where we usually downshift, I have some tips that I think you're going to enjoy. So this morning I am doing the absolute most in terms of my drinking situation. I have a protein shake and I actually have a little bit of coffee this morning. I haven't had coffee very often, but today I felt fired up and said, you know what, I'm gonna have a little bit of hazelnut coffee, black good morning caffeine. So let's get into this. First, congratulations, you guys. You made it. We've all arrived in October alive and hopefully in one piece. We are now at, or I guess you could say we're just under the 90-day point. And this is where I get really excited about handling my business for the rest of the year. I honestly start planning for December and January months in August, because professionally, those are just really hard months for me because my industry goes down to a slow crawl. And I was talking to some other people and apparently that's the case for them as well. So typically, August is when I really am trying to wrap up the year and even wrap up what I plan to have done the first month of the next year. Because if you try to wait until like November to handle December, you can forget it because Thanksgiving's here, nobody cares. If you try to wait until December to handle January, same thing. So I came up with some ideas for you to finish the year strong, things that I have tried that really helped me kick off the year strong and maintain my momentum, and some things that you may side eye me about these, but just work with me on some of these, okay? So I wanted to have a little bit of fun and try to give you some things that I really think are doable to finish the year strong. So next month is Thanksgiving, you guys, and I don't know about you, but I really look forward to Thanksgiving. Some of my favorite things to have are mac and cheese. I love dressing. I even love that, like, that jellied cranberry stuff that, what is it, it comes out like in the can. I do. I love that so much. So one thing that I think has helped me when I really want to be strong and disciplined is to practice discipline with what I'm eating over Thanksgiving. So my first recommendation is to practice discipline with what you're eating over Thanksgiving. I know. This is the time of year where we kind of give up on everything and then we're feeling guilty. And you're feeling guilty as I don't know what, and you're trying to sign up for a gym membership come January 1st because you just did the most over the holidays. So instead of eating everything in sight over the holiday, plan to make or take some healthy sides this year. You can Google tons of healthier Thanksgiving eats this year, and now is the time to start planning for that. So I have already teed up my Thanksgiving dinner invitations. It is my year to host Thanksgiving. So I am now going to start thinking about what I'm going to make and having some healthier options this Thanksgiving. So one of my favorite websites to Google for really savory, good Thanksgiving eats is Epicurious. It's one of my favorites. But if you go through Thanksgiving and you don't overdo it, I'm not saying starve yourself or go on a diet, but you don't overdo it, you're going to go through the rest of the holiday feeling like a boss. There's nothing like feeling proud of yourself for not doing the most when you technically have a pass to do so. It reminds me of the idea of teaching ourselves to do the right thing when we don't necessarily have to because no one's watching, right? So one of my favorite quotes is, success is what you do when you think no one's watching. So if you have a job and maybe the boss isn't there all the time, similar to my setup, will you do the right thing if you aren't being babysat, right? And it's just like, success, your own personal success, depends on you. It doesn't depend on you being watched to do the right thing. So since we already cut back on our eating over the holidays, let's go ahead and address the holiday spending. Ooh, coffee. So I want you to set an amount you plan to spend this year and do not go over it. If you're like me and you're the one for me, one for you type, go ahead and decide what your own personal holiday gift is going to be to yourself. Go ahead and get it early and don't get anything else. So that's what I plan to do. When I go shopping and I'm shopping for other people, I'm just like, oh my God, I want that too. And I end up getting one for them and one for me. So what I started doing is setting one big personal gift that I'm going to do for myself. You know, maybe I'm going to get myself a new laptop, or I'm going to get a new camera, or I'm trying to think of some nice gifts that I've gotten myself. Funny enough, most of the things that I like to get are like technology splurges. So that's typically where I will spend for myself on Christmas. So I get the gift, I put it away in the closet, and I do not, it's like, I just look forward to having it over the holiday. If buying for yourself is out of the budget, which it has been for me in the past too, make plans to do something special for yourself later in the year. Maybe it's late January, you take a vacation or you do a staycation. I've done that where, you know, it's not in my budget to go ahead and spend for myself right now, but once I get over the holiday, and you know, maybe it's March, you plan to do something. So it's all about giving yourself something to look forward to. What's perfect to do right now is to make a list. Start now. I've already started making lists. What are you planning on getting for people? Go ahead and start doing that now, or now is the time to start getting your materials for a very sentimental yet inexpensive gift that you're going to be giving everyone. Everyone can get the same thing so that no one feels like they've been slighted. It's like, look, I made these bath salts for everybody, or I made these sugar scrubs for everybody, or I made candles, these personal candles that I made scents just for you based on what I know about you. Or, you know, maybe it's jam. One of the neighbors, she makes homemade jam every year. Or those cute little hot cocoa jars with the marshmallows. I am pretty sure on Pinterest there's a million and one ideas. All of those gifts are lovely and very thoughtful, and they're going to save you money. If you knit or if you sew, you can start making everybody the same scarf or something. But now is the time to really start buckling down on your budget, because if you overspend for the holiday, that is not a good way to kick off the year, right? And that is not a strong finish to the year. If you have the kind of family that loves to overspend, I think we all know those families, today is the day to send out the email letting everyone know that you're doing some serious debt planning for 2018, and it's in your best interest to keep the gifts light this year. Let them know that you have a budget of I don't know, maybe $25 a person, whatever works for you, so that they don't spend over that amount on you and they don't feel as salty when they get their gift from you, right? And so I know sometimes that sounds like it's very difficult, but you can just go ahead and set that early. People haven't seen the Christmas trees out just quite yet, so maybe they're not as emotional about the holiday yet. So it's time to just go ahead and set the intentions. I've done this. I have let people know that I am planning on starting a business next year and I really need to kind of hold my funds down. And with that being said, I'm having a budget of this amount of money. Just wanted to let you know so you don't spend any more on me, because that's where we're at. I find that gifts with a story are always sweet. You know, here's a bottle of wine from my favorite winery that I go to every summer. I just knew you'd enjoy this. Something like that. So those are my really quick tips for the holiday. Enough holiday talk. Let's get into some career talk. Now it is October. What should I be doing professionally for my career? Number one, now's the time to check in with a boss for a review if you don't already have one on the books. If your company doesn't really do reviews, now is the time to ask for one. And please, please, please do not ask for a meeting only to walk in empty-handed. I never really understand that. It's like you want to meet, but you don't have anything prepared. Have a list of your major accomplishments for the year. What have you done well? Where did you save the company money? What numbers did you grow? If you haven't done anything to boast about, it's time to start thinking about that as we head into 2018, right? We need to start thinking about what will I have on my list at my end of the year review to boast about to my boss, because these are the things that you want to talk about when you're talking about money, when you're talking about professional growth and development. You should be keeping a list of some things that you've done. And if you haven't done anything, it's time for you to start thinking about that. Number two, while now isn't the best time to leave a job, there always tends to be hiring freezes around the holidays. It is a good time to start researching companies you may want to make a move to come February. With all of the downtime you're going to have over the holidays, start looking around for what's out there. So if you're not happy and you know you want to make a move next year, there's a lot of downtime over the holiday for you to start having some research so that when you go into 2018, you at least have some idea of maybe the career you want to pivot to, or maybe there's a position within your company that you would like to apply for. Now is the time for you to do that, because there's nothing worse than somebody coming to you and saying, I don't know, but I feel like I want to do more, or I want to do something different. And it's like, what does that mean? So I just realized that I have that as a point. So let me not go too deep on that. Another thing that you can do this time of year is go ahead and brush up on your resume. Even if you have no plans to leave your job, you should always have a current resume at the ready. What if an opportunity comes through on the fly and you're very busy and then now you can't think? This is called staying ready. So in this little bit of downtime that you're going to have over the holidays, go ahead and just keep your resume refreshed. If you really love what you're doing and you'd like to do even more, now's the time to present your ideas, highlight, hashtag, underline your ideas to your boss. If all you know is that you want to, quote unquote, do more, that's not enough. What more would you like to do? Be clear and don't be afraid to say it. Number five. Now's the time to negotiate your schedule. Would you like to work from home one day or a half day? Would you like to negotiate more vacation time next year? Now is the time to go ahead and ask. And that tends to be easier to do than the raise. So if you're one of those people who's like, you want to like get a test run before you do your money ask, now's the time to start negotiating your schedule, your timing, your vacation. I'm not saying don't ask for more money, but these are also great things to negotiate that most people forget to do. Number six, set some goals on how you want to turn the year around at work if you've just been sitting there waiting for someone to rescue you. I have a little secret to tell you. Nothing's going to change while you just sit there. even if you hate it, there's so much magic in being able to show up for a job that you hate. Hear me out. If you can show up when it's horrible, you'll be able to smash it when you actually like it. Working when you hate it is just great exercise for your work muscles. So for those of you who are entrepreneurs, aspiring entrepreneurs, if you own a business, these are some of my end of year tips, finish the year strong tips. The number one thing that you want to do, and this even applies if you are not an entrepreneur, it's time to break down those financials. I like to use mint.com to see where I am with everything. You can break things out by category. What things do you need to cut back on next year? You know, I realized maybe 2 years ago I was spending far too much on hotels. So now I try to use points or pick a little lesser than I'd love. But I was able to see that by going into mint.com, doing a hotel tag search. So you have to tag everything. I pulled out all the hotels and then I ran a spreadsheet and I was able to see what I was doing. And then that really shaped how I spent the next year and then in the year following. So that's something else for you to think about. Who do you need to thank this year? Now is the time to start planning your holiday gifts. Something simple and cute, even if it's just an e-card, send your top clients some holiday cheer. And you notice that this stuff applies to people who are not entrepreneurs. Like, you should always be entrepreneurial. Who do you need to really thank this year? Holiday is a great time to do that. Holiday is a great time to connect with someone without seeming like a creep, right? If there's somebody that you really have admired and you really want to send a note to, I always say birthdays and holidays are ways that you can reach out to people without them being like, who is this? Number three is it's time to revamp your creative. What do you love? What don't you love about your creative? Even if you can't afford to get things revamped until, let's just say, early or mid 2018, I would start working on my plan right now. I would start finding my inspiration and I would start talking to designers and getting some quotes. Ooh, coffee. I haven't had coffee in so long, you guys. It's like, this tastes so good. The fourth thing that I have is, what's one area that you've never seemed to nail down a clear goal? You know, now is the time to set that goal and attempt to achieve that goal. I'm talking to myself on this one because I know exactly what I need to work on. And now it's just a matter of doing it, right? It's like, okay, what is that one goal that's kind of been like a moving target? Now is the time that I really want to pin that down and I want to go into the year completely intentional about this goal and make sure that I kill it. So we've talked about some fun exercises we can do through the holidays. We've talked about, you know, our careers. We've talked about our entrepreneurial journeys. And now I want to talk about the most important part of this whole story, and that is you, the personal. So now is the time to really celebrate you. I've said this before, but I want you to make a list of the amazing things that you did this year. You cannot tell me that you did not do anything amazing this year. What did you do for the first time this year? I don't care if it was you tried sushi for the first time, you went wine tasting for the first time, you opened a certain account for the first time. There is something that you did. You tried a particular workout, you know, maybe it was kickboxing, taekwondo, you did like a, what is that, pole dancing. Think about your first, the thing, some of the things you did for the first time, some of the first trips you took. And I want you to go ahead and make a list, because that was all really amazing. Your 2017 was not like your 2016. And for that, you deserve a pat on the back. Like, I'm not really interested right now in what didn't go right. I really want us for you to spend a lot of time on, what didn't go right or what went wrong. But I really want you to focus on the amazing things that you did this year. So for me, I decided that I'm going to go ahead and pat myself on the back for making the live podcast happen. And the reason why I'm patting myself on the back is because at the end of 2016, I was complaining, right? I think I even can go back and play that podcast about how I felt like I had a nervous breakdown at the end of 2016 from touring all around and wearing myself clean out. And 2017, I slowed it down so that I can center myself. And sometimes you have to do that. Like sometimes, you know, we feel very productive when we are busy, right? And being busy helps us to not focus on some of our, you know, some of the larger issues that we should be focused on. So if I stay busy, I don't have to focus on the things that I really need to be focused on. And so I slowed it down, got centered. And do you know that I made probably 9 times more money over the 2 days of doing that live podcast than I had done speaking all last year? And so that's completely insane. And that's the reason why I really want you to not be so consumed with what it looks like you're doing or how fast it looks like you're moving or how slow you're going, because sometimes you have to downshift those gears and really focus. And maybe you don't need to be on that hamster wheel. I was like, if I'm, you know, yeah, I look really busy on social media, right? Every other day I'm hopping planes, I'm here and there. But when I just slowed it down, turned my music down, got focused and went right down the street for 2 days over the year, that was just a smarter play. So think about that. And that takes me into, now's the time to really declare that you will not be comparing yourself to others in 2018. I'm gonna go ahead and say that again. Now is the time to really declare that you will not be comparing yourself to others in 2018. Social media has really gotten us on one, and why not start to declare now loud and clear that you've got your eyes on your own test this year? And I have a quote that I want to share with you by Susie Kasem. She says, "Whatever your passion is, keep doing it. Don't waste time chasing after success or comparing yourself to others. Every flower blooms at a different pace. Excel at doing what your passion is and only focus on perfecting it. Eventually, people will see what you are great at doing, and if you are truly great, success will come chasing after you." All right, now is the time to be honest about your shortcomings. What have you been slacking on this year? Was it your health? Was it your career? Was it just you neglecting you in general? Start setting your intentions on what you won't be doing this year. So on that list of all the things that you did that were great, turn the page. And this is like the next page is what I'm not going to do. What I'm not going to do next year is, and really be adamant about it. Write it down, make a list. If there's something that you've been trying to get over and you just can't seem to get over it, you know, maybe it's a family trauma, maybe you have self-esteem issues, maybe your confidence is down, maybe you're struggling in the dating realm, do not hesitate to go see a therapist. A great resource for finding a therapist is psychologytoday.com. And if you are on a tight budget, Open Path Collective, I've heard from many therapist friends, is incredible, and they work with your budget. And if you have no budget for therapy, there are some church groups, and there are some, I know there are some other groups you can just look for, free group therapy. So if you may have to do group therapy if you want to do it for free, but listen, start where you are with what you have. I've been doing talk therapy for 5 years now. You don't have to be in a bad place to go, although if you are, I deeply encourage it. Talk therapy has given me someone to talk to that I know doesn't feel run down by the same topics, because you know how sometimes you got the same crap on your mind week after week after week. Talk therapy is like exercise for my mind. Just like I wouldn't stop going to the gym once I got in shape, I haven't stopped going to therapy after getting over my major hurdles. Therapy has given me so much insight into others. Oh my goodness. Like now I can see where people are coming from. I am less offended by things. I am deeply unbothered. It's just like, going to therapy has really helped me understand what motivates people maybe to do the things that they do or say the things that they say. And so one thing that I wanted to share with you before I get out of here is that therapy will rewire your brain. And this is from, I found this on Forbes.com because I wanted some proof. But they said, one of the coolest things about therapy is that it can bring about change at the level of the brain. We think of medication as changing the depressed brain, but there's very compelling evidence that talk therapy does the same. With brain imaging methods, psychotherapy has been shown to alter activity in the medial prefrontal cortex, the anterior cingulate cortex, the hippocampus, and the, amygdala. I looked it up. That's how you pronounce it. It's amygdala. These areas are involved in the self-referential thoughts, your me-centered worry thoughts, your executive control, your emotion, and your fear. One very effective method, cognitive behavior therapy, CBT, helps people identify the negative thought patterns they fall back on habitually, which are no doubt wired into the brain like deep ruts, and replace them with new, more positive mental habits, in addition to helping people experience fewer symptoms of depression and anxiety. It too seems to bring about brain changes that are measurable. So that is the proof that it works and it changes, it rewires your brain positively. So I would love to hear about how you are planning to finish the year strong. If there are some things that you think that I forgot or that you're going to do, please do tweet me at @myleek. I would love to hear it. Thank you as always for listening. And I'm going to be back very soon with another podcast. Bye.